This is Rebecca Jernigan, your tour guide into discoveries, coming to you from the heart of America to around the globe via the World Wide Web, terrestrial radio, satellite, and podcast. Let's journey together into the realms of the unknown to the known in search of enlightenment, knowledge, and truth. Welcome to each and every one of you to the show. Tonight's special guest is Barbara Gulbronson, How to Attract Your Soulmate. Now, more about her in just a few minutes. And a special thanks goes out to Journeys with Rebecca Radio Network and to all of my affiliates. Now, you can check them out at the website. That's www.journeyswithrebecca.com. And, of course, while you're at the website, you can check out all the latest news under Journeys News. And, of course, don't forget the archives in case you've missed a show. Now, you know I have a summer special on right now, so take advantage of it for a personal and private reading by me. So, again, visit the website for information on how to schedule your own reading. So here's what we're going to learn about today from our guest, Barbara Gulbronson, How to Attract Your Soulmate. We're going to learn how to heal the wounds of the past, transcend negative energy, uncover the secrets of the soul, and cultivate a lifetime of love and reach greater states of consciousness. Now, Barbara writes, revealing love is why we are here in the first place. No matter what has come before, today is your time to love. And we are going to identify today who your soulmate is, and if it's your lifetime partner of love. There's a lot of great information and a great inspiring show for everyone. Stay with us. We're going to be right back.
Have questions about your love life or your job? Get your private psychic reading from Rebecca. Call to schedule an appointment at 1-888-958-2768. That number again is 1-888-958-2768.
Check out Rebecca's website for the latest Journeys news and more. Log on to www.journeyswithrebecca.com.
Hi, thanks for staying with us. As promised, I have Barbara Gulbronson here. We are going to be talking about how to attract your soulmate, the secrets of lasting love. We have got all kinds of great information. Welcome to the show, Barbara.
Hi, Rebecca. It's great to be here.
It is wonderful to have you here today as well. I'm telling you, this is going to be so much fun because we're going to be able to kind of dispel some myths and really shed some light on what a soulmate is, what it isn't, how to recognize them. I mean, your book is just fabulous for identification for the purpose of the soulmate and finding love and, you know, all of that good stuff. It's great because, you know, this is the time of the year, Barbara, that a lot of people are very social. You know, when we move from spring into summer,
yeah,
very social. They can get out and about amongst people, and they have a better opportunity, shall we say, if they are single, of meeting more individuals. And I think this is going to be in perfect timing for all of that.
Good.
I'm excited. So let's start out with, let's talk about your book again. It is called How to Attract Your Soulmate, The Secret of Lasting Love. Now, you yourself have written this book, and I know that you have a personal story yourself in regards to this, and I think this is going to be really good that you're going to be sharing that a little bit later on down the road. But one of the things that I wanted to talk about in the very beginning was secrets of the soul. That's part of one of the things that you talk about. That's the first chapter, so to speak, in your book, Secrets of the Soul. So maybe I'm going to let you just kind of go ahead and kind of flow with that, if you will, Barbara, and we'll go from there.
Sure. Well, I think the big question is, you know, people use the term soulmate. You hear it so often. And the big question is, what does that really mean? And the secrets of the soul is that, well, let's look at the definition of soulmates, the true definition. The definition of soulmates is two people that have been together before being born on this plane of experience. They've been together during several lifetimes, and there's a very strong bond between them. But But it even goes prior to that, because before you actually take a soul, there's clusters of cells, groups, that are waiting to become souls. Those are your soulmates. So it goes way back when, and that's a theory that I don't think is very well known.
Well, all right, so let's talk about that. I mean, you just said that we there's a cluster of them that we're, is it like something that we're supposed to be doing is to meet these people? Is that it? Is it, it's an interaction in other lifetimes? What is it?
Yes, you're with these people throughout several lifetimes. And one thing that's interesting, if you've been in a relationship that hasn't gone well, and who hasn't? I don't think anybody hasn't, but it could be that that might be a soul that you came in contact with from a prior life, that somebody who you didn't like, and you came together to work out some karma now as soulmates. But there's a very strong connection, a strong bond between soulmates that goes beyond normal people that you meet. You feel a trigger. You feel something, very strong connection. And you meet for a very specific purpose, to work out karma, to learn and grow, to grow in consciousness, and it's not just a romantic relationship. You see, that's the thing. All these souls that have been together throughout time, it could be a mother, it could be a friend, a co-worker, people who you have this connection with, they are all soulmates. It could be a brother, a sister, an uncle, a beloved friend. And we're talking about romantic love in this book. That's what we're talking about. But soulmates could be anybody.
Well, I think that's really important for people to understand, because I hear that a lot, obviously, in my line of work, where people say, well, I'm with my soulmate, and they have this idea that when you meet a soulmate, that is it. There's no other thing. There's no other person. And I have always known, well, not always, but I have always recognized that there's more than one special person for an individual. And that just because a person is with their soulmate doesn't necessarily mean that that's the person they're supposed to spend, quote-unquote, the rest of their life with, as far as the romantic relationship is concerned.
Exactly. I often say a diamond is forever, but not necessarily a soulmate.
Yes, exactly.
Sometimes we come together to heal something. And once it's healed, sometimes soulmates can part in death, in divorce. You know, sometimes the healing is done, the growth is done. Now, of course, we want to attract to us a relationship now that is one that is good and is fulfilling and lasts a lifetime. But it explains why people who have been divorced, people who have been through several relationships, haven't really been able to commit. You can understand why, that there are more dynamics there that meets the eye.
And that's absolutely true. In your book, on Secrets of the Soul, Why Soulmates Meet, you know, you talked a little bit about it. I find a lot of people, or at least the ones that I'm, you know, interacting with, that a lot of times soulmates come together for the purpose of healing those wounds or past wounding karma, so
yes,
they can move forward.
They're a great gift in a relationship that maybe did not last. I know we've heard it before, oh, there's a gift in this, and it doesn't feel like there's a gift in it when you're going through it, and you're depressed and you're crying. But really, there's tremendous soul growth when we do go through this process of maybe being with somebody where we're really healing the wounds, and we want to heal those wounds. But, you know, thank goodness there are techniques that we could really forgive the past, we could drop the excess baggage, and we can open ourselves up now to receiving love. First of all, we're going to receive love, the divine love within. We tap into that. We're able to release the other things and really be an open conduit for unconditional love.
I want to explore that for just a minute, because one of the things that I find for people is that they feel like they're being very selfish when they think of themselves. Like you said, open and learning how to feel that divine love from within. Mm-hmm. And there's some people that go, oh, no, I have to give love, you know, in order to accept it. Well, no, you have to accept it so that you know how to give it. It's like if you want a friend, you have to know how to be one.
Right. I think Emerson said that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Maybe.
I think you're quoting Emerson.
Oh, okay. Well, cool. There's something I didn't know. So I really think that that's an important factor here. So when we're talking about learning how to really love, we have to learn how to love unconditionally ourselves so that we learn how we can pass that along to those that we wish to in our life, those that we interact with, that we share time and space with.
Right, Rebecca, if you can't love yourself, it's impossible to love anybody else. It's really impossible.
Well, that and people have a hard time loving you in return because you don't accept your own self.
And we're so cruel to ourselves with our thoughts, with our criticisms. We wouldn't be like that to a friend. We think, oh, I'm too fat, I'm too old, I have a wrinkle, I'm not talented. You know, we talk to ourselves this way. And everybody's now heard about the law of attraction, which is in my book. I have a whole section on the law of attraction. We actually, it's not just a positive thinking saying. We actually attract according to our thought atmosphere. So what we are thinking, there is a law, that a universal law, that takes what we're thinking and actually creates it as our experience. And that's the law of attraction. So if we're talking down to ourselves, then we can only create from that vantage point.
Now, I really, really, really appreciate you telling the audience that, Barbara. And I'd like to get into that a little bit more in depth, maybe a little bit later on in the show, about that whole law of attraction thing and that, because I think that's a real significant point about everything that we do. Doesn't matter if we're talking about soulmates or what have you, it is our thoughts, our creation.
You're right. It's a universal principle.
It is. And I tell people, you know, I don't make the laws. I'm just telling you what they are. We all have to live within them. And I don't mean the laws that man made.
Exactly. And it applies to abundance, health, success. It applies to everything. You know, these laws apply not just to soulmates, even though that's what we're talking about today. You could apply that to everything in your life.
Absolutely. So how does one begin to recognize a soulmate, regardless of whether it's a romantic love or not? Because I'd like to make sure we clarify that as we move through this, we're going to be talking about specifically love and romantic relationships.
Right. It's an immediate attraction, some kind of a recognition that you've... Have you ever met anybody where you felt like it could be a girlfriend, it could be romantic, whatever, but you feel like, oh, I've known you all my life.
Yes.
There's an immediate clicking. And you can't really explain it. You feel like sisters, or you feel like a deep bond. There's a recognition, and that recognition is because the soul remembers. There's been work done, I think it's Newton who's done a lot of work on this, where he hypnotized people, and they went back lifetimes, and when they were on the other side, they had made an agreement with the other partner that they would he would recognize her by her laugh. And then through hypnosis, it was revealed that the minute she laughed, he knew that he loved her, and that was it, because they knew from a soul connection that something would trigger the recognition. Something triggers the soul recognition on this plane of experience.
And I like that whole thought process, too, Barbara, that you just shared. I tell people, you know, when we're here, in every relationship, regardless of what that is, whether it be mother, father, sister, brother, co-worker, friend, husband, wife, that kind of thing, we all agreed to be in certain situations. We all agreed upon that.
Exactly. Yeah. A lot of people don't accept that, but that is the case, that we have agreed. So you could have agreed, oh, I'm going to recognize you when I see the glint in your eye. I'll know it's you. And then when we're here, it's like, oh, I'm so attracted to this person. And it goes beyond physical attraction. You've seen, you could be in love with somebody who's not physically attractive, but there's something about that person that you just, you know, it's not because they're physically good looking. There's a much deeper attraction.
Absolutely. Because the package really doesn't mean what's going on in the soul.
And I would like the people listening to really get that it doesn't matter what you look like, loving relationship is not contingent on what you look like. It's a soul connection.
for the true soul connection.
Right.
And you know, we all know, and I want to clarify this too, Barbara, we all know people that are with each other, it's not a soul connection, it's simply a physical attraction.
Yeah.
You know, we've got all kinds of terms, we're not going to use those, because that they have for different husbands and wives and why we have those. But those are people that those type of people that we're talking about aren't ones that are really in that spiritually aware station yet, or they chose not to be. And, you know, if it works for them, I tell them that's great. You know, but there are people out here that what we're trying to reach today is those who are aware, wish to become more aware, more conscious of the relationships they choose and why they choose them, and what you can do for recognition. We've talked about that a little bit. And I really would like to get into, as we go through, in the very beginning of your book, you talk about prayers and meditation, and I would like to get back more into the energy of our thought processes, and so how we can change that. And I know that's what this show is going to be about. So let's move on to the next thing, though. Barbara, as you were talking about the packages, I want to get through to that. Because there's times when I hear people go, you know, I'm not attracted to somebody that looks like that usually. But I just love this person. So, you know, when people are trying to attract a soulmate, or they're trying to attract a partner, they go, well, he has got to be, you know, 5'10", or he's got to be, you know, blonde haired, he's got to be blue eyed, you know. That doesn't always happen, does it?
Right, and I talk about that in the book when I get into doing spiritual mind treatment, which is one of the tools that we have to develop this good soulmate relationship, that when we do this, it's a universal type of prayer that could be done by anyone, regardless of your religious belief, because it's universal. It could be done by anyone. So we don't tell the divine power, we don't say in our prayer, I want somebody 5'11", blonde hair, blue eyes. The word comes to my mind, just nitpicky, but that's not really what I want to say. Well, we don't want to get involved in that. We want to say that prayer for the qualities.
Yes.
Somebody with a good sense of humor, somebody who is kind and gentle, or loves animals, loves nature, whatever that means to us, and leave the details to the creative power in the universe. The creative power, once you set that out there, it will respond to you. But we don't want to start telling what that has to look like. We'll know when it comes.
You know, and I think that's the whole point here. It's all about trust. Trusting the self, that we will recognize that individual, that we will recognize that energy when we see that energy,
right,
when we connect with it.
And our part is to plant the seed.
Yes.
Our part is to plant the seed thought in the universal mind and then go about our lives, trusting that it is done if we believe.
And it all comes down to getting back to the self. We talked about that, the energy of who we are, and learning to love ourselves and knowing that the universe works in that magical, mysterious way. And we have to, and I call it, I trusting the divine order of things. Like when things don't always work well, and you have to change your plans. Almost inevitably, Barbara, I have found that there was always a really good reason for it, even if I didn't understand it in the moment I was in it.
Exactly. You know, I have a second book coming out soon, and I have something there, I call it transformational drama, which is the drama, the shake-ups that happen to us, but that's how we wake up to a bigger picture, to greater growth in consciousness. Doesn't feel good while it's happening. It feels horrible while it's happening. But, oh, after, the growth, the healing, it's amazing.
And, you know, I think that's the whole process here, is learning how to accept that and not letting, as you call it, the drama overtake our lives and our thought processes and, you know, create that negative sense of being, instead of trusting the process that with every kind of negative, there's a positive. And we're going to be right back, you guys. Do not go away. Stay right with us. We're going to be talking about how to attract your soulmate more with Barbara Jess. One moment. We'll be right back.
Fate Magazine, providing true reports of the strange and unknown. Keep up with the latest on angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, life after death, and much, much more. To receive your free issue of Fate magazine, call now, 800-728-2730, or visit our website at www.fatemag.com. That's 1-800-728-2730 or www.fatemag.com. What are you waiting for? Your fate awaits.
Be sure to check out Mark Kerr's debut CD, One Drink Away from the Blues, at www.cdbaby.com. This flawless debut performance earned Mark an induction into the Blues Hall of Fame as Ambassador to the Blues for the state of Louisiana. Also, it earned him a nomination for Musician of the Year in 2006 by the Academy of Texas Music. Mark Kerr, One Drink Away from the Blues, at www.cdbaby.com.
Hello, I'm Jane Goodall, only half of the world's forests and wetlands that existed at the start of the 20th century still exists today. We must do a far better job of protecting wildlife habitats, or environmental chaos awaits those who follow us. If you own land you want kept safe forever, the Wildlife Land Trust can help. Call 1-800-729-SAVE, 1-800-729-SAVE.
Email Rebecca with your comments to mailbag@journeyswithrebecca.com. You're listening to Journeys with Rebecca.
Bronson, we are talking about how to attract your soulmate. This is so much fun, Barbara. I'm so appreciative of you coming on and sharing this information with us today.
Thank you.
I know you have a lot more to say, so I'm going to kind of let you run with this. I know you have stories to tell us. I also would like to touch base before we get into the real heavy spiritual aspects of it and all of that about what PEA and chemicals and all that does so that people can recognize the difference between energy and a biological response.
Yeah. Did you ever fall in love and you feel like I'm walking on air, the sky looks bluer, everything is so great, the grass is greener? That's because when we first meet somebody and seem to be in love, our body creates a chemical, and I'm going to try and pronounce it. It's called PEA for short, phenethylamine, which is, forget it, it's a mouthful, PEA for short. And, your body starts to secrete this chemical, and you even secrete more of it when you're in the presence of your beloved, so you're almost like addicted. It's also, interestingly, in chocolate. And for me, someone who's a chocoholic, that's, a good feeling when we eat chocolate. That explains it. We actually feel good when we eat chocolate. But we want to be around the person because of this chemical. And it takes, that exhilaration does wear off eventually. And that's why some people can't commit to relationships, because they like that rush. They like that high that they get from the chemical being secreted. But a soulmate relationship, is based on something much more than that. It's not based on a chemical that our body produces, because this is lasting love. This is universal love. And that can't fade away. It's not a chemical that fades away. After a while, then oxytocin starts to get produced in your body, and that gives you it's called the cuddling hormone, because it gives you a warm, cuddly feeling. So the relationship goes from the romantic phase to a more warm and cozy, feeling like a nice slipper phase. And that's usually about the time, if you're young, that's about the time the kids come into the picture, because you can't maintain that chemical high once you start having kids, So it all works that way. But what we're talking about today is the true divine energy, that kind of energy, not any kind of chemical or hormone. So God's love is lasting. It doesn't fade away like the PEA fades away. And I would like to share with everybody the story of when I met my husband. I had been divorced, and I was in a very abusive relationship, and I was pretty much brokenhearted. And I had given up on men. You know, I was dating and they wouldn't commit, and I had just given up on it. I got a dog. I still have my dog. She's right here. I have my dog. It's 16 years later and I still have her. But I gave up on men and dating, and you know, I had a lot of baggage, a lot of pain. And I came in contact with I was meditating, and I started to take classes and how to do spiritual mind treatment, which is in my book. And I started doing this thing called spiritual mind treatment. And one night, I just had this feeling, it is done. And I got chills and just said, a voice inside said, it is done. I wasn't dating anyone. I didn't even know anyone. But I did not know that the apartment next door to me, my future husband had moved into the apartment next door to me, and it was being used as a warehouse. And he said to the people, clean it out. I'm moving in. He felt a pull to that apartment. And we met while I was walking my dog, and we met and we became friends and we got married, and I had a child at age 42. So I was not young when I met him. So I want everyone there to know that you can be 42 and have a child like I did. Often you hear this theme of someone being drawn to, for some unknown reason, Jeff was drawn to that apartment. There was one man I knew who he was helping a friend move into his house. And a lady who lived in the apartment complex kept bringing him water. And she said she felt drawn to bringing him water. And a soulmate relationship developed. So there's sort of like sometimes an unexplained pull in that direction.
Something that's not a conscious thought.
Right. It's something within that you feel a pull.
And, you know, I've known a lot of people that go, I just don't know why I'm here. Or I just don't know why I showed up there. But then, ta-da.
Exactly. And sometimes, though, I do want to clarify, we don't stay in a soulmate relationship if it is abusive. In my book, I have the example of the man who, his wife had a substance problem, and she even pulled out a weapon on him at one point, and it was very abusive, and he said to me, well, I can't leave, she's my soulmate. So we don't want anybody to say, oh, this is my soulmate, so I have to endure abuse. That certainly is not the idea. We want healthy, good relationships.
Well, I think that was kind of like what we touched on in the first segment, was to recognize that maybe this particular relationship, it was about karma. It was about changing things. It was about maybe breaking a cycle.
Yes.
And sometimes that's the purpose, and it's to heal old wounds. And there's a lot of people out there. I tell you, Barbara, I do readings for people all the time that's their first thing. I think it becomes kind of a pat answer for many people. When they don't want to take responsibility for letting go of something that is not conducive or healthy to them, they go, well, they're my soulmate.
Right.
Well, you can, and as I've stated before, and you've stated in your book, soulmates not necessarily mean they're supposed to stay together forever and ever.
Right.
So it's about recognizing that energy, and I'm very glad you said it's not about us staying in relationships that are extraordinarily unhealthy for us.
Exactly. You know, my first marriage was very unhealthy for me. And he had a problem with substance. And I said to him, you know, I said, if you want to do that, you're an adult. That's fine. I love you. I bless you. We'll go our separate ways, because I couldn't have that in my life. You know, he could choose to have that in his life. And I would have stayed and helped him if he wanted it. But he didn't want that. He just wanted to do what he was doing.
And that's his life path.
Right.
You know, and do you find that people sometimes want to change other people like
yes.
that?
Oh, yeah.
And
no,
you can't
yes.
do that. If they choose, we all have choices to make. And it's all about our own divine timing.
We can't change someone else. I have a prayer ministry where I pray with people, and they'll say, would you pray to change him? Or would you pray to change my neighbor? I don't like, you know, she's negative, whatever. The only work we could do is in our own consciousness.
Yeah.
The only change that can take place is us. And when we do take action at a metaphysical standpoint for change, things will change. And so we have to be prepared that certain relationships that aren't for our highest good might fall away. We have to be prepared to step out and face.
And, you know, sometimes by doing that, instead of staying in a relationship, actually ends up helping that other individual.
Right. Exactly.
And so sometimes, so again, I tell people it's not necessarily just about us. You know, the individual, it's also about the other individual. You know, a lot of people want to be other people's saviors, but we have to be our own saviors. We have to arrive at that when it's appropriate for us.
Exactly.
And that's trusting that whole process, getting through trusting that whole process like we've been talking about, of what is divine for us, what is perfect for us.
And there are very practical tools that anybody can use. I mean, we're all busy with our hectic schedules and our hectic lives. It's not about going into a cave and meditating for 6 months and not coming out. It's, you know, I'm a busy mother. I'm a busy mother. I'm writing books. I have prayer ministry. It's about living your day-to-day life in this world. You know, we are spiritual beings, but we're in this world. And we could use these laws of the universe and these techniques easily and then go about our day and go to work and do whatever we're doing.
Well, would you care to share some of the techniques for people out there that may be single looking or single ready, that maybe they could attract that to them, which is, you know, appropriate?
Well, the first thing I would like to let them know is about the law of attraction, which we've touched on, and to really to get your thought atmosphere cleared up and to step away from any idea of that you're not good enough or you're not worthy or you failed before. And whenever you have an idea like that, I think most of your listeners know what affirmations are, and it's all explained in the book. You could do an affirmation immediately if you start belittling yourself in any way. And then once you start clearing up that thought atmosphere, there are two other tools, mental visualization and spiritual mind treatment. Spiritual mind treatment, to me, is perhaps the most powerful thing that anybody can do. If I was to give you one thing, that would be it. It was developed by Dr. Ernest Holmes, who was the founder of Religious Science. And he put together, it's ancient wisdom. It's really not anything new. But it's a series of five steps where it's very easy. We simply recognize that God is and that God is good, and we recognize there's a creative power, a creative intelligence. Whatever you feel that God is, that's what you would state there. And then we move into unifying with it, understanding that what God is in the large, we are in the small. We have the same qualities as God. You know, all that love is within us, that peace, that harmony is within us. And then we move into a step where we state what we want without saying, you know, blue eyes, black hair, beard, blonde hair. We state what we want, the qualities of what we want, a soulmate. And this technique could be used for anything, for your finances, for your health. You would just state something, people treating for your health. You would state physical affirmations there. And then we gratefully give thanks before it's done. We give thanks before it's done. Gratitude is such a powerful energy. Gratitude is a form of love, and it is energy. And it just sets it in motion. And if you go about your day giving little steps of gratitude, you'll see your life change in many ways. There's been studies on that. You know, people are healthier who give gratitude during the day. And then the last step is you release it. You release it and let it go, knowing that it's done, and have the faith. And that's it in a nutshell. If you want to read more, it's really covered in detail in the book. But that is by far one of the most powerful steps. I did that. I designed a prayer treatment, and it's in the book, actually, the treatment that I did to meet my husband. I did it every night. Oh, I think it took a couple of months before I felt that it was done.
Well, and I will tell you, as I want to get back to the gratitude thing, I've actually talked a great deal about that on my show, Barbara, about, I call it the attitude of gratitude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And to be grateful for all the wonderful little magic moments that are in everyone's daily life. It's not like, oh, once a week or a once a month occurrence. It actually happens every single day.
And it doesn't have to be big.
No.
You know, it doesn't have to be
Thank you for letting me find my keys.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you for letting me be on time. Yes. You know, we may have had a very hectic morning, and just it seems like everything we try to do, we can't get from point A to point B in a timely manner, but yet somehow we do. We have to say thank you for that. We have to say thank you for the smallest things. Thank you for the, you know, my grandchildren just do some of the most wonderful little things. And, you know, I'm always blessed by those little things. Or when my child used to bring me the wild clover and pick those little flowers out in the yard, was like, thank you for that.
Yeah.
Just those special moments.
And it is just so powerful. And if we do it really believing, you know, really being from our deepest core, being grateful, I don't know, it seems like we have a lot of grace in our lives when we have gratitude.
You know, and you know, that is a beautiful statement, and it is so very much true. We as a society have become pretty desensitized to the things that are just miraculous all around us. As an example, I live in the Midwest, and we had spring, and then pretty soon we had a terrible cold snap, and we got ice and snow, and all the spring blooms and everything just, you know, they were killed by the frost and the snow that we got. And, you know, you have to think, oh, my goodness, I truly hope that these flowers and these things can come back to life, and sure enough, they do. And it's just a miraculous thing, because I don't know if, as human beings, sometimes that we can always bounce back the way that some things do, naturally occurring. But there's a divine process in that. In and of itself, just in that, it was a divine process. All the flowers came back out. The trees were not killed. You know, the things like that.
Yeah, I live in the Midwest, too.
Yeah.
And that happened here also.
Yeah, and was that not a miracle?
Yes.
I thought that was a miracle.
And miracles, I like to let people know, miracles aren't really miracles. They're the natural workings of the law. Mm-hmm. It's what it's supposed to be. You know, it's the natural work. We think things are miracles that happen in our lives. Like, oh, it's a miracle that, you know, this happened, but, or it's a miracle I was healed of some physical ailment. But it's the natural workings of the law. The law corresponds to our belief and the energy that we put out there.
And, you know, one of the things that I would like to say right now is that there's a lot of people out there that maybe don't feel good enough about themselves to accept these premises, I guess, that we're talking about here today. And, you know, we're all in the same space together. We're all on this earth plane together. There's not one of us that is better than another person here. So finding a soulmate, finding that love of your life is a natural occurring thing as long as you are open to it.
Yes, you have to be open and willing. That's your part of the deal, to be open and willing and receptive. And there's not much more, you know, if you use these techniques, it's not a difficult thing. Although it seems difficult because, you know, we have patterns and we're like, oh, this is my pattern. But we can easily break those patterns. You know, in the book, there's a story about Robert Browning and Elizabeth Barrett, and she was sickly, and in those days, she was considered old. I think she was in her 30s, and she was not attractive at all, and she was exchanging letters with Robert Browning, and he wanted to meet her, and he was a dashing, handsome bachelor. She was terrified that he would take one look at her and run. They met, and it was a soul connection. They got married. It was a love story. And she went on to write her sonnets, How Do I Love Thee? And he wrote about her. And it didn't matter, you know, how old she was or what her appearance was or his, you know, she was just, it was a soul connection.
And, you know, that was many, many years ago. And so if they could realize it back in those days, certainly with you know, our knowledge and obviously our growth and our sharing, the ability to share information the way we can in this day and age, it can happen to anyone. And again, it is not about how we look or any of that. It is about how we feel. And you guys, we are going to be right back with some more of Barbara Gulbronson and How to Attract Your Soulmate. Stay with us. Thank you.
get your personal and private reading from Rebecca. To schedule an appointment, call 1-888-95-TAROT. That's 1-888-958-2768. Find out where your life's journeys will take you.
The recording industry is at it again. They're attempting to shut down all internet radio stations. That is, unless they agree to pay them more money than the business could ever possibly make. Protect your right to the most diverse internet content landscape. Write or email your congressman and senator and ask them to work to repeal the decision of March 2nd by the Copyright Royalty Board. SaveNetRadio.org. Do it now. SaveNetRadio.org.
For 58 years, Fate has provided true reports of the strange and unknown. Fate brings you the latest on all the aspects of paranormal, like angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, and much, much more. To receive your complimentary Fate magazine, call now, 1-800-728-2730. Again, that's 1-800-728-2730. Or visit their website, www.fatemag.com. What are you waiting for? Your fate awaits.
Tolerance is accepting someone before they walk through the door.
No matter what their background, their religion, their lifestyle.
It's about accepting people for who they are as individuals.
Their culture, their family, their traditions.
Tolerance is celebrating the diversities that make us great.
Tolerance. Honor the differences.
Picture a world of respect. Visit tolerance.org to learn more.
Talk with an intuitive touch. Journeys with Rebecca.
Thanks for staying with us. We're here with Barbara Bronson talking about how to attract your soulmate, the secrets of lasting love. And I know, Barbara, we have, you know, we could sit and probably talk about this subject for hours and hours, but I know there's some things that you kind of wanted to touch base on before we ran out of time in the show today, so I'm going to kind of let you talk about something called forgiveness.
Yes, I wanted to say that perhaps the biggest block that people might have in attracting a new relationship is the limiting beliefs and a lack of forgiveness. And I have a forgiveness release exercise in the book to help you do that. And forgiveness doesn't mean saying that it was okay what somebody did to you. It doesn't get them off the hook. It doesn't say that we condone your behavior. But what it does, it releases you. It releases you from harboring those feelings. And then there's a space. Once there's that space in you, the universe rushes in to fill it up with love. So we want to forgive ourselves, too. I mean, how often are we unkind to ourselves or guilty or have shame or guilt? We want to forgive ourselves. And that's only going to fester as disease if we have deep in our subconscious, in our souls, any kind of grudge or resentment. Later on, that will come out as a disease or an unhappiness. So I just want to stress the importance of forgiveness and that there are helpful exercises in the book to help you move through that so you can create that open space for the universe to rush in and fill that space with love.
You know, and I think that's a really good thought process there is about the forgiveness, about it doesn't let people off the hook, right. And it certainly doesn't change the situation, but what it does do is release from the, you know, I call it the bondage that we create around ourselves. And we create that bondage by not releasing that and also by not trusting that divine process.
And Gandhi tells us the weak can never forgive. Forgiveness is an attribute of the strong. It's not a weakness to forgive.
And, you know, I think that's really important there. I love that because it is, you know, we've been taught what strengths and weaknesses are, and, you know, being rough and tough and, you know, ready to do battle is strong. No, it's not. It's not the strength. It is the weakness. It is about being forgiving and kind and loving towards not only ourselves but certainly to other people as well. That's where true strength comes in.
Right, and that person who, whatever, they're on their own spiritual path too, and spiritual laws apply to them, and the karma will work out for them. We don't need to hold the grudge in our hearts.
You know, and I love that. I really love that. And that's true of no matter what we're talking about. You know, obviously we're talking about love today, and we're you know, this would be great for any past relationships that people might be hanging on to that are keeping them from moving forward, either to let go of a relationship that's not working or to simply bring in a nice, healthy, loving relationship to them. And it's very important that we learn to do that so that we can have, you know, people think that, you know, I know I heard it a lot when I was growing up, you know, about life was tough and hard and you had to work hard. You know, it's really all this negative, really environmentally programmed stuff. When in fact, the universe, the God source, you know, it really wants us to live in joy and bliss. And if, you know, if everyone could forgive each other and forgive themselves, oh my goodness, what a world this would be, eh?
Yeah.
It would be delightful. I would love it.
Yes, it'd be transformed.
It would. It would. And I think that could be, you know, we can use that in our daily lives for everything. I love it. Well, you know, we've got a few more minutes left here, Barbara. I'm going to let you let people know what your website is. And I know that as a special treat, we're also going to be posting an email account for you on the website as well as talking about it here on the show. So if people have some additional information that they could write you a question if they want. And I know that you have some wonderful thoughts here about some things that you're doing that lets people know what's going on as far as what the men are looking for out there.
Yes. Before we close, I just want everyone to know that I teach workshops in Soulmates, and lots of men attend. And these men are looking for women, too, and they sincerely and genuinely want a soulmate relationship. So, and I listen to them and I hear them and they're good, and we have to move away from the thought that men can't commit or men are this or that. And that goes for the guys too. There are lots of good women out there, who are looking for a good relationship. So there is no shortage of anything. There is no shortage of men or women in the universe. There is plenty to go around. So, if you're interested in ordering the book, I have an 800 number. Can I get that out now?
Absolutely, my dear.
It's 1-800-843-5743. That's 1-800-843-5743. It's also available on Amazon.com or through my website. My website is BarbaraFullBronson.com, and I think I better spell it. It's BarbaraGulBranson. com. And the email, if anybody has a personal question, I will answer. If you write me and you have a question, I would be happy to answer. And it's Rev Barbara G, RevBarbaraG@cs.com. And that's how you can get in touch with me.
And you know, Barbara, we are going to be posting your website. It's right there on Journeys with Rebecca, right on the front page, so the link is hot, so people can just click on it to go to your website. And also there will be a hot link to your email, so if people do have a question as they're listening to the show, they can write in to you and that you will respond. Now, the last question that I would have for you here today, Barbara, you talked about men in your group. Are these men that are all around the country, or are these just part of the Midwest? Do you have other areas, locations?
Well, I've done teaching in the South and in the Midwest, and because I'm from New York, but then I'm also from Florida. I lived in Florida for 20 years before moving to the Midwest. So I've done my workshops quite a few in Florida, quite a few in the Midwest, and that's why I wrote the book, because I couldn't get out to all the states to see people in person. That's why I wrote the book, so I could reach people everywhere. So just from my experience, there are lots of good guys, and I teach a lot of classes here in the Midwest on other things, too, and lots of good men out there.
And that's all posted to your website, too, right?
On my website?
Yeah, your classes and things.
Actually, no, they're not, but they could be.
Oh, well,
my classes are just here in the Midwest. But,
right. Okay.
Yeah, I should put them up there.
That would be great.
Anybody in Indiana is listening, because I'm in Indiana.
Wonderful. Barbara, this has just absolutely been a delight to learn a little bit more how to attract our soulmate. You guys don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Rebecca Jernigan, host of Journeys with Rebecca. As a truly gifted psychic and clairvoyant, let me help answer your life's questions. Schedule your personal and private reading appointment with me. Call 1-888-958-2768 or log on to www.journeyswithrebecca.com. Where will your life's journey lead you?
Be sure to check out Mark Kerr's debut CD, One Drink Away from the Blues, at www.cdbaby.com. This flawless debut performance earned Mark an induction into the Blues Hall of Fame as Ambassador to the Blues for the state of Louisiana. Also, it earned him a nomination for a Musician of the Year in 2006 by the Academy of Texas Music. Mark Kerr, One Drink Away from the Blues, at www.cdbaby.com.
Close your eyes for a moment. Now imagine you're away from it all. Beside a crystal clear mountain stream, the cool grass crunches underfoot. Take a deep breath and drink in the sound of water cascading over the stones as birds call out from above. A real paradise like this isn't easy to come by, but it does still exist. And with your help, places like this one can last forever. You see, the Nature Conservancy works locally with communities, businesses, and people like you to preserve the most precious natural places around the world. They protect the animals that live there, the plants that grow there, and even the water. That way, this beautiful place will be beautiful forever. And we'll make sure that closing your eyes will never be the only way to get there. I'm Paul Newman. Help the Nature Conservancy save the last great places.
Visit the Nature Conservancy at nature.org. That's nature.org.
Check out Rebecca's website for the latest Journeys news and more. Log on to www.journeyswithrebecca.com.
Thank you to my wonderful guest, Barbara Gulbronson, and how to attract your soulmate. Now, you can find out more about tonight's guest by visiting her website at barbaragulbronson.com. And thank you for listening. All right. Now, you can also find out more information on my website, journeyswithrebecca.com. And please, while you're there, check out Fate Magazine. They're the official sponsors of Journeys with Rebecca radio show. And while you're there, we have listed all the upcoming guests in the weeks to come, so be sure to mark your calendars to listen. And of course, if you couldn't listen and you missed a show, you can find it on the audio archives. It's always free. You know, Journeys with Rebecca radio show is designed to provide information from the guest for you, the audience. And you know, we have a wide range of topics that we cover here, from UFOs, ghosts, angels, psychic phenomena, conspiracies, how about weather and earth changes, political, social, environment, spiritual, and so much more. You know, I will continue to provide you with the best guests and the greatest information for you. And I love to hear from you guys out there, so write to me. Let me know what you think of the show or my guest. Email me at mailbag@journeyswithrebecca.com or leave me a message on my comment line, 913-825-5224. Now, this is a new number, so here it is again, 913-825-5224. And don't forget to sign up for the free newsletter that I send out each week to inform you of the upcoming guest, show topic, and contact information for the show. And don't forget the summer reading special, so if you wanted to get a reading, now is the time to take advantage of the special. You know, I hope you all get a chance to join me for my live show this Saturday at 8 p.m. Central Time on many of the great stations of the Journeys family. So, until we meet again, where will your life's journey lead you? Many blessings.